ay.
The information we have obtained to date reveals a disturbing pattern. A pattern where again and again GM discovered or was told of these problems with their vehicles and the company did nothing.
Do the right thing, GM. Make this brand worthy of the great company that you have been, the great employees that you have, the great dealers who sell your products, and the customers who use them.
All right, easy to dogpile on GM now, but it doesn't bring back 13 dead people, all because of a 57-cent part. That was Waxman and Blumenthal in the Senate in what ended up being a real, real tense hearing on the Hill with the CEO of GM. How you doing, America? Kate Delaney hanging with all of you across this great nation in those nooks and crannies. You know, it does make you shudder, doesn't it, when you hear the real story behind the switch that killed 13. And it could have killed more people. So here's the scoop. The scoop is you haul the CEO up to the Hill, pow, 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 hit her around a couple of times, but she wasn't the CEO when this happened. Ask why wasn't anything done. Talk about the fact that you know that you have documents that show GM knew there was a problem with the ignition switch, knew it affected power steering, could just shut it down, and power brakes, but said it would be too expensive to fix it. So all Mary Barra could do was get slaughtered right and left and apologize. And the big quote is, today's GM will do the right thing. Well, gee, yesterday's GM, which we paid for, did the wrong thing. 57-cent part. I got to tell you, it doesn't make me feel good about my safety in any car. Is this the kind of meetings they have when they sit there and talk about, oh, geez, things happen, there are lots of parts in a car, and we're starting to have this one little problem. Needless to say, it was a 10-year delay in issuing a recall. Now the recall is up to 2.6 million cars worldwide. So they can apologize. They can apologize to the families, the friends, the people who were killed or injured, can say they're deeply sorry and all of that. But what about the watchdogs in this, too? What about the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration? They must eat a chunk of our budget. What were they doing? Aren't they the federal safety regulator? Don't they ask questions? Don't they look at this kind of thing? Where were the red flags? They had them, but they didn't look at them. They didn't communicate. And see, this is what I love. As somebody who tries to communicate for a living, this is another part of what was said. We have a failure to communicate, and the results were deadly. So this is what happens. They know there's a faulty part. They know it could be really bad, but they don't communicate it enough across the board so that somebody says, yeah, well, it's expensive, but wouldn't it be more expensive, and wouldn't it be deadly to our product if something happened to people because of this switch? I mean, you're saying power brakes and power steering, for goodness sake, hits a bump the wrong way? Are you kidding? How many other people could have been in that unfortunate situation? I mean, they have documents, internal documents from GM from 2005 that show that they decided it was too expensive for this fix. That's disturbing. It's more than disturbing. It's frightening. So good for the people who were in D.C., wearing the same sweatshirts, demanding answers, and holding pictures of the people who died. I mean, that's what you got to do. The only way you get the answers, the only way you make a dent in this not happening again, is to be vocal. And I think more about the people than Congress. So they have a new position. This is so typical, isn't it? They have a new position now. There's a guy that they hired the vice president of global vehicle safety. All safety information goes to him. And then he can be the point man and make sure that there's communications happening and this doesn't get lost and filed away somewhere. I thought one part of the hearing was pretty interesting when they asked Barra how many parts are being used in GM cars that don't meet company specifications. She didn't know the number. She did say if parts don't meet the performance and reliability and safety standards, they'd be recalled. Of course, now they're going to say that for sure. But not knowing the specifics, I'd want to know that. I'd be curious. Now I'm curious. Because you're talking about a little spring in an ignition switch that costs 57 cents. And they didn't think they needed to fix that. Who signed off on this? And she had no answer for that either. Because who approves the faulty switches? Who approved it? Somebody had to. They didn't meet the specifications, but they had them put in the cars anyway. What were the engineers doing? Were any of those same people working for the company? Nobody lost their job because of the part. But there's going to be some legal repercussions. I mean, GM went through bankruptcy, remember? Oh, we remember, right? Because we bailed them out 2009. And they were shielded from having to pay accident victims for any crash that happened before the bankruptcy. So now GM has an attorney, Kenneth Feinberg. You know what he's known for? He handled the victim compensation cases from 9/11. You've seen him on the tube, trust me. And the BP oil spill. He was the big consultant there. So he'll jump in front of this, I'm sure. Because you had a lot of family members of the people who were killed that had a press conference on the Hill calling for GM to take the cars off the roads until they make the fixes. GM says they're going to start repairing the ignition switches next week. They say that it is safe for people to drive them until then, as long as they don't have any other keys on their key ring. Take all your keys off, because that's what would happen. It would hit the key, and then that's where you would lose the spring. And if it hit a bump or something happened, it could hit that spring. Boy, that's crazy. So now you got problems with power steering. 1.3 million cars they got to fix with the power steering. And then the ignition switch thing. So far, and I didn't even realize this number, but now adding all these numbers up, and my math is pretty good. These days, anyway. 7 million cars. They've had to recall. I mean, look, we're in our fourth month, barely, right? 7 million cars. I just don't get the warm and fuzzies about GM. Then you look at Ford and what they're doing, and Alan Mulally. What a great job he's done as the CEO. I'm not even really putting this on her doorstep because she barely has been the CEO of GM. She's now got to deal with it, though, because once you get the gig, you got to sort this out. So saying that we'll do the right thing, boy, they better keep doing the right thing. Imagine if they went bankrupt again. Will we bail them out twice? Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Tales of American Political History with Clinton Porter Hackney.
There are a lot of folks named Bill Jones, but likely only one kept classified photographs secret for more than 40 years. Bill Jones of Stark County, Indiana, was a military photographer, and though he gained some fame from it, it was not what he wanted to do. Jones had a passion for airplanes and wanted to fly them. He took pilot training at Bearfield in 1944, but his rheumatic fever as a child kept his weight too low to ever become an Air Force pilot. Still, Jones's desire to fly is what led him to his moment in history. He went on to spend 6 months in aerial photography in B-17 aircraft, and that was the beginning of a trail that would take him and his cameras to some of the most fascinating scenes in the world's history. Join us again next time for Jones's most famous photographs. This is Clinton Porter Hackney at cphackney.com.
Listening to that piece on the photog and history, I think of the iconic moments, even in 20th century history, and how important a role photography plays. You know, in radio, we're painting the pictures, and we know in history when you look at certain pictures, it just immediately takes you to wherever that event is. And I was thinking about who I liked as one of the all-time best. When you get a chance, go to your search engine, whatever it is, where you feel like you're not going to get hacked into or the NSA is not going to be coming through and looking at what you're looking at. But Alfred Stieglitz, to me, is probably still one of the best. And he played a big part in the photography world at the turn of the century. Crazy enough, he was married to the painter Georgia O'Keeffe, and his images of New York City are crazy good. And I can just imagine what his personality was like, but his photographs are awesome. The only person I would compare him to, and I realize this is sort of different than what Cal was talking about, but Ansel Adams, he was at the where you had the hardcore New York stuff that was going on with Stieglitz. Ansel Adams, with the nature and landscape and Yosemite Valley in California, just amazing, amazing. And he also was the guy who created the correct exposure, you know, using black and white films and papers. I know that because I took a, it was great to take an elective in school. I got to take photography and I learned the old-fashioned way. Now, of course, you don't do this, but how you had to develop film. It was the coolest thing, that dark room and working with the black and white, you know, pictures and whatnot. And so Ansel Adams, they always talked about Ansel Adams in class. Of course, there's a slew of other people. I mean, we could talk about it all day long, how Life magazine had some of the great photographers of the time, too, but pretty interesting. And now, because we have these cell phones, I think everybody thinks that they're good photographers, and we have digital images. But I don't know, the digital images, are they as good as some of the works of art of the past? That'd be an intriguing question, wouldn't it? All right, speaking of a work of art, at the White House, they feel like they have a work of art in progress, and that would be the Obamacare affordable health care program. I mean, really, it's called Obamacare. Forget the whole Affordable Care Act thing. The sign-ups, they got the 7 million. They got over 7 million, but the problem is they're still... I mean, the big problem is it's kind of a phony baloney number, and I'm not even really trying to smash down on the White House other than to say that we still got a lot of problems with health care in this country. And I know a ton of people, including in my own family, where they didn't have insurance and they signed up for it because they weren't going to pay, they didn't want to pay the fine, thought maybe from what they had heard, geez, this could be good. I could get something fixed, or I could do this, or maybe I just go get a physical because I haven't put that off because I didn't have insurance. And they've had nothing but problems going to the doctors and trying to figure out if they had the right coverage or not because of the card they got, even though it was Blue Cross Blue Shield, it was different than what somebody else's Blue Cross Blue Shield was. So the ACA, a.k.a. Obamacare, is not quite cracked up to what it's been billed as. I'd say forget about the numbers. I don't care if a trillion people sign up. How about that the system is okay? That somebody gets and pays for their insurance, needs it to go to the doctor for pink eye, for a broken foot, for a broken nose, for a checkup, whatever. And they don't have to, they can breathe a sigh of relief. They don't have to worry about, oh man, I'm not meeting the deductible and what is the premium and then I got to come back and now these tests cost this much and they're not covered by that. The worst thing that you hear when you go to a doctor's office, isn't it, besides if it's a bad diagnosis, is, well, you need more tests. Or the medicine that we're prescribing for you, here it is, but it's a little bit expensive. And then you find out that what a little bit expensive is crazy outrageous. I remember one time with my mother, there was something she had to get. She had to do this blood thinner stuff. And here she was, this really healthy woman, and then she came down with, she got riddled with cancer. But, of course, we were fighting it, and all of a sudden, everything's paid for, covered pretty much, and she always paid her insurance, and she was always really healthy. Then all of a sudden, there's something that she has to get, a needle that she has to get that's $1,000. It's like, what? $1,000 a month for this needle. But it's not covered, just so you know, on top of everything else. And that's when I really started to learn, boy, oh boy, there is so much trickery in navigating around your health care. And it's when something dramatic happens, when the panic really sets in. And I wish that none of you experienced that. I hope all of you are very healthy. I wish everybody good health, because that's when it gets scary. When you're fighting whatever the illness is, and then on top of that, in your weakened condition, you're fighting with the insurance and the doctors and the coverage and the bills, and it's just draining. That's, to me, is when we know we have some pretty decent health care coverage, when you don't have to constantly be put in that position. Or when you get bills and then they say, oh, well, you just, that's incorrect, so you just have to call this number, and then you call that number, and then you call this number, and then you get the doctor to send this, and it's like, wow, are you kidding? Do we have to work for a living? Otherwise, we can't pay for this thing that you want us to do. And it's really tough. That would be the best thing, if they could iron out the system like that. Start there. How do we navigate healthcare in an easier, better way, in a way that takes care of the patients instead of everybody else who has their hand out? Because that's what's so rough. Didn't it used to be you had a doctor, a primary doctor, he knew some other good doctors. If you had to have a specialist, boom, they got you in. He picked up the phone because he played golf with that guy, and you're his patient. He got you in. He got you what you needed. Now you have to call up, and sometimes it takes weeks to get what you need, unless you're lucky and you still are in that system where you know the doctor, he knows where to send you, and they get you in quickly, or you pull some strings. I mean, frankly, that's what happens. If you can pull some strings, then you can do your own victory lap, and it has nothing to do with 7 million people signing up for your health care. It has to do with the fact that you knew the right people that could put you in with the doctor who only sees X amount of people, and he's the best one or she's the best one at whatever it is you have. That's what you want. All right, coming up next on America Tonight, speaking of the White House, on a lighter note, a little bit of a celebration that has nothing to do with health care. That's coming up here on ATN.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from HarvestRite. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the HarvestRite in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing HarvestRite freeze dryer works at HarvestRite.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Beards or no beards, it is an honor to welcome the 2013 World Series champion, Boston Red Sox, to the White House.
Yep, we're coming up on the whole Boston Strong thing, obviously. Because the Boston Marathon is almost upon us. In fact, we're going to have a couple of interesting people on America Tonight who were first responders, who were there when it happened. Remember, we had Robert Siciliano on, my pal, who's the big security guy, and he was running in the race, and his family was waiting for him, and he was freaked, naturally, like everybody else when that happened. So the whole idea of Boston Strong and the Boston Red Sox and them winning last year the World Series, it seemed to be etched in stone that that would happen. And what a interesting band of players I think they were. It was kind of fun, I have to admit, knowing some of the players, actually having covered some of the players in other teams, watching them come together the way that they did, like the Shane Victorinos from Philadelphia days and some of the others, I thought that really added personality and punch to that lineup. So the president had something else to say along those lines when it comes to the city of Boston and what the Red Sox meant.
The first responders, the brave citizens, the resolute victims of these tragedies, they're all Boston Strong. And ultimately, that's what this team played for last season. And every man behind me did his part to keep the team rolling.
All right, so good for them. They got their moment at the White House, and now we're just into the beginning of the baseball season. In fact, I went to a baseball game just the other day on April Fool's Day. I got to see the home opener between my Philadelphia Phillies, who were on the road taking on the Texas Rangers. They lost 3-2 in the bottom of the ninth, so it was exciting for the crowd that was there to support the Rangers, which normally I like the Rangers. They're an American League team, but playing the team that I grew up with from the time I went to my first game at four, the Philadelphia Phillies, it was a bummer to see that and not have it go into extra frames or not have them just hold the two-run lead that they had early in the game. But it was nice to be at the ballpark. There's something about sports sometimes, I think, that unites people, especially in times of crisis. And that was the great thing about the Boston Red Sox, that the people who felt so disillusioned by the horrific events surrounding the marathon, which is so legendary, and so having been there, not running it, but having been there to really see what it was like, and people in the little areas standing outside, high-fiving, holding water, doing things to perfect strangers, you know, giving them help or whatever along that marathon route because it's such a hard thing to do. There's something about that, something about that sense of community, and then to have it blown apart the way it was. So good for the city for embracing the team and just giving them whatever comfort they could give. It seems silly, but it's not. And then there's their final recognition. They got their World Series ring and their trophy, and then they got their visit to the White House. All right, speaking of claiming the big prizes, I got to mention this because I think you're lying if you haven't fantasized about winning a lottery. Even if you don't play the lottery, I mean, let's admit it. If somebody gave you a ticket and $1 million, even just $1 million dropped into your lap, it would be pretty cool. Even if you gave most of that money away, you would feel good about giving the money away. It's not about hoarding the money. There's something about the shock of winning a big prize, any prize, but a big prize. So finally, the person who won the big lottery, the Powerball lottery, the $425 million lottery, he showed up. He won back on February 19th, if you remember that Powerball, and he gets to deposit $242.2 million, a lump sum before taxes, in whatever account he uses. He's a retiree, and he's somebody who, he said he was going to, and see, good for him, he gets it, right, because what else does he need? And I love this, he said he was going to use some of the money to start a charitable foundation for pediatric health, child hunger, and education. So this is something that moves him. So he's thought about this. He said he's going to travel. That makes sense. And he bought the ticket at a Chevron station just north of San Jose, California. He said he hadn't told anyone that he won during the 6 weeks. He didn't say anything to anyone, and it's smart because it's scary. He said he got himself in a legal situation where he had a legal and financial team in place because it was so much money, and he sat on the ticket. And he said it's amazing how a little slip of paper can change your life. The night that he won, and he only bought two tickets. He bought one earlier in the day, then he was going to get a sandwich at, like, Subway. And he said, I'll just buy another one. So that's it. He invested a couple of bucks, maybe like $4 in it. And when they said the numbers, he said he was sitting in front of his computer, and he kept looking at the numbers again and again, like he had OCD, because he couldn't believe it. For hours, he said for hours, he sat there and looked and looked and looked and looked and looked. And he didn't tell anyone. He said it was just completely scary. He showed up the lottery headquarters. He had a Yoda T-shirt on with the slogan, Luck of the Jedi I Have. Luck of the Jedi. And he shows up on April Fool's Day. You got to love that. So Raymond Buxton. And I like it right away. He's going to travel. He's going to fund charities. And he gets to take home $142.2 million. I mean, that is just a staggering amount of money for a $4 investment. A $4 investment. The funniest thing I read is somebody said afterwards, "May the fortune be with you." I couldn't come up with anything that clever off the top of my head. But, I mean, that's it. I guess he's in his late 50s, and he's known to be just a super nice guy. People like him in his neighborhood, and he's probably going to have to change a few things. He's probably going to have to change his residence, I would think, because what happens is people will be able to find him now, and it's just the way it works. People will start bombarding him with their sad stories and can they have money, and maybe some of them would be true, but maybe a lot of them would be scams. Who knows? That's what other lottery winners have said that they've run into. But the fact that he said right off the bat that he was going to do something to help other people, I think that pretty much shows you what his character is like. It would be stunning to have that happen. It really would be, wouldn't it be? To just realize, wow. To sit there in front of the computer and keep looking at those numbers. Hey, speaking of the computer, we talked about this a bunch. You know, this whole thing with the internet, and you know the government, if they can find a way, well, they've already gotten their hands on our internet, but if they can find a way to tax it, I hate to be like one of those people that just bangs on the whole taxation thing. Oh, the taxes! But I believe it. If they can find a way to tax it, they will. Here's what I like. 43,000 people are petitioning Congress to ban taxes on internet access. And that number keeps climbing. There's an online petition on change.org, and it's sponsored, of course, by mywireless.org, which is a nonpartisan, nonprofit advocacy organization, just so you know. And with more and more Americans turning to wireless as the primary means of accessing the internet, I think it's important that you weigh in on this, because you don't want to have to pay for that. More services, to pay for more services, I think is, we got to draw the line somewhere. Why should we pay for that? Let's not have to pay for that. It's insane already. It's like I was thinking about this the other day. Remember when you were growing up, most of us, you only had so many TV stations, right? You might have had cable television, but it was like a song. Now, you start to look at those bills between your phone, your iPhone, your Samsung Galaxy, whatever it is you have, between those charges, even if you're bundling things, between the internet charges, what that's costing you, on top of that, the cable charges, man, there is a whole bunch of money that we didn't have to pay not too long ago to have our world connected. And then even on top of that, right, when you have a computer, you got to have protection because someone's going to hack into it. And you have viruses, so you got to pay for protection. And how much a year do you pay for that? So there's all these other sources, other mouths to feed that we didn't used to have to feed that you do, unless you really just cut yourself off from all of that and went off the grid. We've had people on who have gone off the grid, and you had none of that. But even people off the grid, they usually have, like, internet access. They might not have cable and all the other things, but they have some sort of internet access. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, guess what? Mailbag. Yep. If you have something to say, say it to us. AmericaTonight.net.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Once again, one of my favorite things to do, because you overwhelm me with the amount of mail that we get each and every day. I always say that, but it is really the truth. So with the flood of email that we've gotten, I feel like we need to go there now and remind everybody, if you get the show and you download it and you're listening to it different times of the day and you have a question, you're thinking, oh, who was that guest? What happened? Just jot it down. Send me a note. AmericaTonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, you're in like that. So without further ado, let's go and check those emails now.
You have mail, mistress.
Here's our first one from Arnold. And Arnold says, Kate Delaney, I am so tired of hearing about that Malaysian airliner. I feel for the people. I've seen the screaming on my local news. And to your credit, it's not overwhelmingly the biggest part of the show, but I think that it's a distraction for all of us. I don't know. Maybe there's something about the big plane, like you say, missing that has us intrigued. I think it's awful. I think the Malaysians have done a poor job in helping the people who have folks on the plane. So overall, I believe there is something more sinister underneath. I'm not sure I go as far as Dan in Texas, but I wouldn't be surprised by anything that comes out of this. I don't think we're going to find a plane in the ocean. Let's put it that way. So let's put her to bed. Interesting. So too much talk about it there. Then I got this one from Jake, who listens to us in Austin. He says, Kate, everybody wants to find out about 370. Please don't ignore it. It's unbelievably insane what these morons at Malaysian Air have done. How dare they text those people and tell them that all of their family members perished in that flight when they can't even find any evidence of it? Just put yourself in their shoes. What if you got a text like that when you were waiting to find out what happened in a tragedy is you left someone at a gate and never saw them again in your life and never even got a frantic phone call from them. How would that feel? Well, exactly. It's what I say. All you have to do, close your eyes, put yourself in that position. I have to say, I'd be unglued. I'd have to get my brother to calm me down or somebody around me. I couldn't handle it on my own because I think with the misinformation, that's what would make me nutty. Just tell us the truth, and I don't think they're telling the truth. I think there's more they know, so they let out half cockamamie information. Maybe they thought, well, if we tell them, hey, listen, we know they're dead, it's gone, they're perished. If we just say that, and we're looking at the flight patterns, and hey, we got this satellite stuff, it's loosey-goosey, but it shows something, maybe they'll get off our backs. Because you got to remember, especially with the airline, when they trot out every day or every other day to give the latest information, which is misinformation because they said something else that doesn't match up with what they're saying, it is to stave off problems with people not wanting to fly their airline. And with all the questions they're constantly being barraged with during the day, they're just trying to answer it. Whoever's doing their crisis communication is terrible. I mean, they must have some PR firm, and maybe they don't, and maybe that's the problem. They think they can just stumble out, answer some questions, or not answer any questions, and just say, this is what we have, and it's just not working. But I don't see them changing gears. It's not like they ran out and hired somebody and they got it all under control. You know, we've seen this before in botched critical situations. Different because we're talking a smaller amount of life that was lost, but livelihoods were lost. But remember the Gulf spill when that happened, and initially BP, how brutally that was attended to in the very beginning, the amount of misinformation. And boy, they got that together quick. Somebody came in, or they got their PR people on it, or whatever, and they changed that tune around. This is an airline that will get sued by those people that had 239 people disappear into thin air, and they're the ones. They're the point person. It's their plane. So there have been massive missteps in this investigation, without a doubt. It doesn't take a genius to string together a couple of sound bites that have been said from the Prime Minister and from Malaysian Air to realize, boy, everybody's all over the map on this. They're just trying to come up with something. All right, let's go to this one. One last one on Malaysian Air, because see, people either care or they're sick of it or whatever. This one from Amy, who says, Kate, I find it really interesting, and even you wrote about this on your website, the pilot, the pilot, the pilot, but how about the pilot's daughter for saying enough is enough and decided to defend her father? There was a story in one of the British newspapers that where she was interviewed and she was talking about how ridiculously unfair and uncredible it was, the things that were being said. And good for her for sticking up for her father, because she believes that he had nothing to do with this, but it seems like they're trying to pin it on him for sure. Well, you know, did he have something to do with it? Who turned off something in the cockpit? Somebody in the cockpit did something. I mean, come on, right? Was there a panic? Was there somebody fell asleep? No, they have autopilot. It was a routine. It would have been a routine flight. There was no trouble in the air. So it should have been routine. And listen, the problem is, more than anything, that Malaysian Air is just under-equipped to handle this situation from five different sides, including trying to find the missing flight. They can't do it. That's why so many other countries are helping. And this whole thing with the flight simulator deal, I've talked to several pilots who, that's not unusual. They have flight simulators. They use the flight simulators. That can't necessarily nail them to it. I still, despite what the daughter says, I still think something more sinister happens in that cockpit, because they had the locked door, everything else. And it had to come from there, unless there's just something that we haven't thought of that would have pulled it out of the sky. So, I mean, it is crazy, and I'm sure there's going to be more glaring errors that come out. The last words from the cockpit, all right, good night, and then they changed what it was. Good night, Malaysian 370 is very different. That's typical what you would say if you were flying. And so that's misinformation compared to what they first said, the all right, good night. So there you have it. All right, there were many more emails on that subject, but we want to jump to something else here. This comes to us from Bob, listening in Illinois. Bob's emailed us a bunch of times. You need to call the show sometime, Bob. 855-266-5283, because he usually has some pretty good thoughts to share. And here's what Bob has to say. Kate, the jury is out on Obamacare. Listen, I voted for the guy once. I didn't vote for him the second time around, even though I thought Mitt Romney was not necessarily the right guy at all. I just couldn't do Obama again. I'm a Democrat turned Republican, maybe undecided. I'm not happy with any of the politics in this country. But the politics of messing with our health care is big. Anybody knows this. You get sick, what do you want? You want relief. Somebody in your family comes down with a terrible disease or another ailment, you want treatment. Can't we just get this right, for God's sake? Enough people around me say that their policies have gone up. Maybe you were right when you say it seems to be the middle class is getting hit the worst with this. It's the people who couldn't afford health care. They're getting the biggest leg up. And if they have just enough money to do it, then they're covered. And if they have any kinds of the situations that are dire, that's a good thing for them. But unfortunately, it's the people caught in the middle where it's not right. And I don't know where they're getting these stories where Obamacare is so great, because I really haven't heard that from very many people around me. In my situation, I do have good health care coverage, but it's from my company. It's the same health care provider I've always had and the same doctor. So I don't know. Does it affect me in a year or two? And am I irate and writing a different letter and I'm part of the crew? It seems confusing. It's all confusing to me. Yeah, and I can't sort that email out. I mean, look, yes, we're upset with the politicians. Yes, I think the thing with Obamacare is it was arduous on purpose, too many pages, just try to ram it through, have the town hall meetings, people are upset, get enough votes. And I honestly think this. I think the idea was, let's get it passed, and then we'll pick it apart. Then we can mess around with it. But having said that, you know, the White House initially announced, when they announced, okay, now we're getting to the critical stages of the Affordable Care Act, that they would have 7 million people. They wanted to get 7 million people signed up for health care, and they got it. That was the target. So there was a massive surge on the last day of open enrollment, and they got the 7 million. But what does it mean? They just were actually over the threshold. So federal exchanges, more than 4.8 million visits were made to healthcare.gov. They say 2 million calls were made to the call center. And people signed up, and I think part of that is because of the threat of being fined. People didn't want to be fined, but for whatever reason. I mean, maybe it is people that couldn't afford it, and now they can afford it because they're in that niche of, it's enough that I can afford to pay for it because I'm not making enough money, but it's not going to drain me. It's a very small niche, and maybe they're in that demographic, you know, who knows. I'd want to know how many young adults signed up, because that's what you really need to continue to control the cost. If it's going to be successful at all, you have to have that. You have to have the young bodies that had offset the crush of older people that would sign up for the federal exchanges or the state exchanges. All right, you know what to do. Just a quick reminder. I'm going to say it like I did at the top. You want to send me your thoughts on anything, whatever we're talking about on the show, or maybe you have a great suggestion, or you have a daily salute. Somebody's done something incredible in your town, and you want us to know. Send it to me. AmericaTonight.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.